VWA.
W4NGU.
Boy, how we doing?
Good, had to turn off some noise.
Thanksgiving.
But, that little blue car of hers that I don't drive much, man, that thing will eat mountains alive. It is a pleasure to drive. It doesn't struggle at all going up those hills.
Teresa or your daughter's?
Teresa's car.
The Mercedes?
I am.
Uh-huh. Well, then it... For some reason, I was thinking that was a diesel.
Ass, and it will scoot. You don't have to beg it.
Well, y'all go back to Kentucky?
Yeah. It's interesting to me how cars are geared. This truck at 70, 75, whatever is it, 2,000 RPM. But her Benz is at 3,000, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Benz.
98 or 99.
But it may have had a 4-speed automatic. And your truck, what year is it?
06.
I don't know which transmission you got in yours, but I tell you what. With these new transmissions, you get a vehicle up to speed, and, you know, with a 6-speed, they drop the RPM down so that you can get good mileage. And, you might have a 6-speed transmission in that one. I'm not sure. And that's why your RPM drops down. Now, this diesel, this thing is, I'm not sure. I think it's got like either a 6 or an 8-speed in it. And, man, I tell you what, when I hit 70, it settles into about 1,750 RPM, and that thing will just sit there and purr.
Good. That's good. But anyway, it was fun to go up there. We had I ate at Cracker Barrel at Thursday night. We traveled on Thursday this year, and, but I had my home-cooked really good meal on Saturday about 3 p.m., and I did myself proud.
Anybody else get any turkey?
I got a little bit. We had turkey and ham and brisket.
Goodness, we did, too. And we did a brisket in our smoker at 185 degrees for like 12 hours.
Good, and speaking of meat reminds me to ask you something. I heard you say on the air the other day you were probably done with, you had plenty of meat in the freezer. Pop me one, a deer for me and let me pay for it. And I'd love to have one if you see one in the yard there or whatever.
That 6-point buck I took the other day, he rendered out real good, and I'm letting the kids are closing on their house. They move into their house on December 10th, and these folks left behind two real nice LG refrigerators, and I'm gonna let them have the meat out of that buck, which means I need to take one more for me, and then I'll try to take one for you. How's that sound?
That sounds good, but now I'm not looking for a freebie. I'm going to pay for the processing now, okay?
Yeah, I hear you. Now, I may make you come over there and help me get it up out of the woods and drag it up and all that good stuff, too.
Have lunch, dinner tonight or supper, whatever you call it, with a friend of mine from Atlanta who's up to straighten out some things at the Greenville GE plant. He's kind of a big man down there in Atlanta, and he just got back from two elk hunts. And I mean, a few years ago, he got a lifetime trophy. Everybody said, you'd hunt the rest of your life. You'll never, I don't remember how many points it is, but it's mounted in his living room on the wall, the head is, and it is ginormous. But anyway, he just got back from a 2-week hunt, and he's talking about how many miles he drug this thing through the woods, and he said it was the hardest thing he ever did in his life, and he's fit.
Tell you what, how old is he?
But he had three other men with him. He said it took all three of them to get that elk out of there. It must have been a big one. And I'm talking like 12 miles.
Flash for you there, Bill. An elk is a big animal anyhow. Have you ever seen one out in the wild?
I haven't in the wild, but yeah, they're big. I tell you, this thing he's got mounted on the wall, I would love to have seen the rest of it, which I've seen in pictures and videos. But it is a scary thing to confront.
But an average elk out there is going to go 400 or 500 pounds easy.
Absolutely. But they go on these hunts, and they know the people, the guides, and they know where to go, and it beats all I've ever seen. They all come back with big trophies, but he says he's got friends that work there with him in Atlanta that go and don't even see a thing. They don't even get to shoot. So I don't know what he does, but he is dangerous. If you're something on four legs and he wants to kill you, you better stay away from him.
Well, hey, I'm in the market for a gator, a John Deere gator, and I'm going to tell you something, bud. They advertise them online at about $12,000. You call up these dealers around here, and let me tell you something. If you put in a deposit right now, you might get it this coming March, and they're charging $14,000. That's about $2,000 or $3,000 over the online John Deere factory price.
Makes good stuff, but they're getting crazy with pricing. And I guess you heard about this new contract they just won.
The what now?
The union just won a big contract with John Deere, and everybody got a minimum 10% raise immediately, and that's not counting what's coming in the future. And all kind of other concessions, and you better buy while you can get it for $14,000.
They're forcing me to go over to the Honda or the Kawasaki, or the Polaris for that matter. I'll buy Polaris before them. You know, they make good stuff too. And they've just, with some of the games the dealers are playing, I'm just not going to do all that. They want a gouge, that's fine.
Like that car carrier you bought, you probably find one. There's someone sitting somewhere with one. If you're looking Facebook Marketplace or something, you probably find one slightly used for a third of that, maybe.
Well, it's kind of like buying a used car now. People think they got gold. You know, you buy a classic car, and everybody thinks they've got a Meekum or a Barrett Jackson car, when it ain't. I tell you what, it's crazy out there right now. So anyhow, I'll just kind of shop around and see what else is out there. The old golf cart's just about to wear out.
Well, if you're just going to use it on your property, you're not going to hunt with it and get it out and really have some rough terrain, thing will last forever at your house.
Yeah, and we'd be using it very light duty, you know, carrying fertilizer around, carrying stuff in the bed of it, that kind of thing. You know, carrying tools and such. But anyhow, gotta find one first. So, well, listen, I'm just about to get over here to the bus barn. I gotta drive the bus today. I'll tell you real quick, we had 13 in for Thanksgiving, and we had ours on Saturday also. That way everybody else went to their in-laws and outlaws on Thursday and then came to us on Saturday, so it worked out good. So, and all I had left was bones out of two 14-pound turkeys, baby. It was crazy. All right, well, listen, I'm going to go ahead and sign with you, Phil. You have a good day. Be productive, Phil. K4 VWA, clear after you final.
Man, I am turning off the car, the truck, at this second, so good timing. Thanks for calling. Talk to you later, W4. Never give up.